The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Marta Figueredo, PhD. Hashtag MDA 2021. Evrysdi leads to longer-term benefits for SMA types 2 and 3, data show. Evrysdi or risdiplam continues to improve or stabilize motor function in children and young adults with spinal muscular atrophy types 2 and 3, two-year data from the second part of the Sunfish trial show. These results build on the one-year findings from the Sunfish trial and importantly show the durability of improvement or stabilization of motor function through 2 years of treatment. Eugenio Mercuri, MD, PhD, the trial's principal investigator, said in a press release. In addition, no new safety concerns were identified, and the rate of adverse events was reduced during the second year of treatment relative to the first year, supporting the favorable benefit-risk profile of Evrysdi over a longer period of time, added Mercuri, a professor of pediatric neurology at the Catholic University in Rome, Italy. Levi Garraway, MD, PhD, the Chief Medical Officer and Head of Global Product Development at Roche, one of Evrysdi's developers, said that these encouraging results further highlight the potential long-term benefits this first-of-its-kind medicine can have for people of varying ages and levels of SMA disease severity. The findings were presented by Mariam Oscure, MD of McGill University, in an oral presentation titled Sunfish Part 2, 24-month efficacy and safety of risdiplam in patients with type 2 or non-ambulant type 3 spinal muscular atrophy at the 2021 MDA Virtual Clinic and Scientific Conference held March 15th through 18th. Evrysdi is a small molecule that works by increasing the levels of SMN, the protein whose production is impaired in SMA patients, leading to progressive muscle weakness and wasting. A flavored liquid, it is administered daily at home by mouth or feeding tube. In August, it became the first oral and at-home treatment for adults and children 2 months and older with all types of SMA in the U.S. Similar decisions soon followed in Brazil, Chile, Ukraine, South Korea, Georgia, and Russia. Identical approval requests are currently being reviewed by health authorities in 30 countries and in the European Union, where the application is under accelerated assessment and received a positive recommendation by an arm of the European Medicines Agency. Top-line results from the two-part global Phase 2-3 Sunfish clinical trial supported the therapy's approvals and regulatory applications. The study is testing Evrysdi in children and young adults, ages 2 to 25, with SMA type 2 or 3, the broadest population in terms of age and disease severity included in an SMA trial. After determining Evrysdi's optimal dose in 51 ambulatory and non-ambulatory patients in Part 1, the trial is evaluating the safety and effectiveness of the selected, now approved dose in 180 non-ambulatory patients in Part 2. In Part 2, participants with a median age of 9 years were randomly assigned to receive either Evrysdi or a placebo for 1 year, after which all received the therapy for an additional year. There were no major differences between the groups in terms of age, sex, and disease type, of which type 2 was the most common. Notably, about one-third of patients were under 5 years of age, one-quarter were teenagers, and about 12% were young adults. One-year data from the second part of Sunfish highlighted that the study achieved clinically meaningful and/or statistically significant results in its main and key secondary goals, with Evrysdi-treated patients having improved or stabilized motor function compared to those with a placebo. Motor function was assessed with the Motor Function Measure 32 scale, the Revised Upper Limb Module score, and the Hammersmith Functional Motor Scale expanded. Higher scores indicate better motor function in all three measures. Newly presented findings concern data from the second year of treatment during Part 2 and showed motor function improvements or maintenance in patients continuing Evrysdi treatment. Specifically, MFM32 improvements achieved during the first year were maintained in the second year, with similar proportions of patients showing stable or higher scores and achieving clinically meaningful score changes at 1 and 2 years. RULM scores were continuously increased during the second year, while HFMSE scores which were not distinct between the groups at 1 year, showed an upward trend in those consistently on Evrysdi, which was considered clinically meaningful since the study's start, Huskue said. Researchers also evaluated the therapy's impact on patients' daily life through the caregiver and patient-reported SMA independence scale, which looks at the level of help that the patients need to perform activities of daily living, such as chores, dressing, hand dexterity, and eating, Oscure said. Reports showed that caregivers continued to report gains in patients' independence during the second year of Evrysdi treatment, while patients 12 and older reported SMAIS score stabilization during that period. In addition, participants switching from placebo to Evrysdi after 1 year showed stabilization or slight improvements in motor function, without further deterioration and in daily independence. The therapy safety profile continued to be quite favorable, Oscure said, with no new safety concerns identified and no Evrysdi-related adverse events leading to withdrawal or treatment discontinuation. Notably, there was an overall decrease in the rates of adverse events during the second year relative to the first year in both groups. During the second year, the most commonly reported adverse events included common cold, upper respiratory tract infection, and fever. The most common serious adverse events were pneumonia and influenza, exclusively occurring in the group of patients giving Evrysdi since the beginning of the study. Importantly, ophthalmological monitoring, which initially had shown some retinal findings in preclinical studies with monkeys, did not show any evidence of eye damage throughout the 2 years of the study. Sunfish Part 2 is ongoing and will provide further long-term efficacy and safety data of risdiplam in a broad population of children, teenagers, and adults, the researchers wrote in the abstract. These findings support the strong U.S. launch and the need for an at-home oral treatment option for the SMA community. Stuart W. Peltz, Ph.D., co-founder and CEO of PTC Therapeutics, also instrumental in developing Evrysdi, said in a separate press release. After 2 years, Sunfish participants were given the opportunity to enter the trial's open-label extension phase, in which all will continue treatment for a longer period.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums Director Kevin Schaefer.
From Embracing My Inner Alien, a column by Kevin Schaefer. On March 18th, the gargantuan blockbuster of a superhero movie, known as Zack Snyder's Justice League, arrived on HBO Max. With its multiple storylines, ensemble of main characters, its staggering 4-hour runtime, and its history of controversies and triumphs, the film is one of the most prevalent topics in today's pop culture scene. As I settled in on a Friday night to watch this epic in one sitting, with my catheter hooked up, the character I was most excited to see portrayed was Victor Stone, aka Cyborg, played by Ray Fisher in the movie. From reading about the movie prior to its release, I knew that the character's screen time was significantly reduced in the 2017 theatrical version. Now, with this ultimate director's cut, viewers get a more fleshed-out backstory for this Metal Man protagonist. Created in the 1980s by comic book writer Marv Wolfman and artist George Perez, Cyborg originated as a member of the superhero team The New Teen Titans. Having grown up watching the Teen Titans cartoon, I always loved Cyborg for his high-tech fighting abilities and iconic catchphrase, Booyah. What I didn't realize as a kid was that he was one of my earliest exposures to disability representation in fiction, an aspect which the Zack Snyder film makes sure to address. In the movie, Vic starts out as a high school football star at the top of his game. He has a fraught relationship with his father, Silas, played by Joe Morton. Silas is a renowned scientist who prioritizes work over attending his son's games. When a tragic car accident leaves his mother dead and Vic on the brink of annihilation, the only thing that saves his life is his father's technology. Silas uses an advanced system of artificial engineering to create a highly sophisticated prosthetic body for his son. Thus, Cyborg is born. At first, Vic sees his robotic self as an aberration, an outcast in society. Even during a scene in which he uses his newfound technological abilities to transfer money into a single mother's bank account, his appearance is met with looks of fear and horror from nearby pedestrians. He articulates his rage when he says to his father, "You know a lot about monsters, don't you? Especially how to make them." Yet, as the story progresses, Vic decides not only to come to terms with his mechanized physical appearance, but also to embrace it. In one of several climactic moments in the film, Vic is in the middle of a dreamlike sequence in which both of his parents reach out to him. They say that he can be with them and made whole again, no longer broken. Vic then utters a line that instantly resonated with me. "I am not broken." Boom. In just three words, Snyder, Fisher, and screenwriter Chris Terrio captured a vital component of the disability experience. We're not deformed, broken individuals whose bodies need correction. The fact that we use assistive technologies in our daily lives doesn't mean we need fixing. Instead, what we need is a society that is not so quick to discriminate against and fear our cyborg bodies, but rather is willing to adapt. While I recognize that the very nature of disability affects people differently, for me, this was one of the better cinematic depictions of a disabled character. It's huge that the filmmakers were willing to address ableism and its impact on people in the context of a major comic book movie. To that I say, booyah. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Forums Director and Columnist for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.